this elite fashioned attack on him, they're going to pay for it. Chris Matthews predicts Biden comeback. By Jeff Poor on July 11, 2024. Thursday, during an appearance on MSNBC's morning show, longtime MSNBC personality Chris Matthews said he anticipated a comeback by President Joe Biden, who is facing heightened scrutiny after a lackluster debate performance against former President Donald Trump. Matthews suggested that, given Biden's playing from behind, he will assume the role of underdog, which he has been familiar with throughout his political career. He also predicted the so-called elite who have turned on him will pay for it. "He is a politician who's been good at it," Matthews said. "He's been re-elected every time since then in Delaware with pretty healthy majorities. And life, he lost his wife and he lost his daughter and he found Jill. Now, who's going to listen to Jill or George Clooney? I'm telling you, it's personal. He's had the elite and it's so true about the elite. He is absolutely right about the elite. Look at President Obama. He served for 8 years loyally, and yet Obama backed Hillary Clinton for president and didn't back him. But I hear he never even invited him upstairs. He had a good reason to be resentful, but he isn't. He puts up with it, with the elite. But right now, he's got the poor people," he added. "He's got minorities. He's got Hispanics. He's going to put out the labor. He's going to hold that base of the Democratic Party, which he will need in November. And I'm telling you, people are going to end up rooting for him in October because he will have a comeback. And in this elite-fashioned attack on him, they're going to pay for it. But in the end, they're going to end up voting for him. So, I think Biden will be the little guy. He'll be the Democrat in this race, the true Democrat. And he's going to get people to turn for him in October. It's going to be stunning. He is not quitting. He is not built to quit. That's what I think. And I think it's the most important thing we're going to resolve here by tonight." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.